Good morning and welcome to Her Story's celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Midge, and throughout the month of March, we will be highlighting the vital role played by women in history. Although we will not be telling her story here, there is an amazing, strong, and very inspiring woman that I met in 2017, and I'd like to acknowledge her and celebrate her. Her name is Rosa Sabato. Olympia Brown was born January the 5th, 1835, to Asa B. and Lafia Olympia Brown, who were pioneers in Prairie Ronde, Michigan. She was the first of four children. Asa, a Universalist from Vermont, was determined that his children would have a good education. He built a schoolhouse on their farm. He and Olympia rode from house to house collecting donations to help pay for a teacher. Olympia was determined also to go to college, and she persuaded her father to allow both she and her younger sister to attend Mount Holyoke Female Seminary in Massachusetts. She found Mount Holyoke far too restrictive and very rigid, so she transferred to Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, where Horace Mann was president. She had a very positive experience at Antioch, and because of that, she persuaded her entire family to move to Yellow Springs in order for all of the children to get a good education. While studying at Antioch, Olympia arranged for a congregational minister, Antoinette Brown Blackwell, to preach at the school. She'd never heard a woman preach before, and she was very impressed and quite inspired. She decided she would become a minister too, despite widespread opposition to female ministers. She enrolled at St. Lawrence University Theological School in Canton, New York, where she endured much harassment and prejudice from classmates and professors who were, of course, male. Following her graduation, she was immediately ordained by the Northern Universalist Association and accepted a position in a small parish back in Vermont. In 1873, she married John Willis. He was a local merchant, publisher, and board member of the local church. By mutual agreement, she kept her maiden name and was installed in a church in Weymouth, Massachusetts. They remained there for 5 years and then moved to Racine, Wisconsin, where Olympia became active in the women's suffrage movement. While in this position, she brought in speakers such as Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucy Stone, Julia Ward Howe, and others of the same ilk. In 1887, she resigned from her pastorate in Racine in order to concentrate fully on suffrage work. She traveled extensively, lectured passionately and tirelessly, as well as organizing suffrage clubs. In 1913, she was invited to join the militant suffrage movement led by Lucy Burns and Alice Paul, who were with the National Women's Party. They were using a radical approach to present a woman's right to vote and marched before the White House. Her work continued, and at the age of 90, she took her first trip to Europe. She was one strong and determined woman.